Look, I want to kick off part two of the little mini series we've been doing, helping you kind of get through the Christmas or holiday period, making sure that you're making great ethical decisions when you find yourself in those rather fraught situations. I'm joined once more by Simon Kennedy-Jewell, educator and counsellor with Ethical. It's the free ethical helpline from the Ethics Centre. Simon, a very good morning to you.
Good morning, Nick.
Now, look, we were a bit general last time and it was good. It was just an idea of kind of some of the considerations you can have for, you know, ethical decisions that need to be made around Christmas. I actually wanted to hit you with a couple of more specific scenarios this time, so I do apologise for that, but we're going to go a little specific on this.
Okay.
And I thought, given the major debate we've been having as kind of the end of Australian politics and obviously, you know, same-sex marriage.
Yeah.
Let's say I'm in a same-sex couple.
Yep.
And it's Christmas and I've been invited to come along to a family thing. It's all very lovely. But I've been told that Nan's coming along, and Nan's a bit conservative, and they're not really comfortable with me being out as having a same-sex couple, a same-sex partner.
Yeah.
How do I take that? Do I have a lot of respect for Nan, or do I question whether that's an okay thing to be asked?
Well, I think it's, whatever the circumstances, I think it's a reasonable thing to consider whether it is an okay thing to ask. You know, you might come to the decision that it is, but to ask that question, you know, is a perfectly reasonable starting point, at least. So I think if I mentioned, of course, in our last chat, Nick, you know, some of the aspects of the ethical process that we might go through. And so this is typical of the kind of dilemma that might come through on the ethical line. And, you know, if I was sort of approaching this with a caller, I suspect my first port of call around this would be really trying to get the caller to think about or understand what the purpose or end goal of that person may be in this situation.
All right, so let's work that through. What would be? I mean, clearly, you know, from my point of view, if I am still in this same-sex couple, I don't know if I'm comfortable hiding myself, but
of course.
You know, I'm also acutely aware that this is going to raise some difficult conversations throughout Christmas, putting other people on the back foot.
Yeah, and I think in terms of this question at the outset around sort of their purpose or objectives, I think the key thing is, you know, on the one hand, if it's just a question of avoiding some, for that person or others, some minor inconvenience that, you know, or sort of saving face in a fairly sort of superficial way, then you'd have to think, well, you know, is that a substantial enough objective to outweigh, you know, presenting a falsehood and presenting me and my partner in a way that's not true to who we are? But, you know, to paint some extremes, you know, look, if the scenario that's playing out here is, you know, there's been some intense family feud for a decade and finally they've got Nana back to the Christmas table, you know, you might be more sympathetic, you know, and you might then at least sort of be willing to take that process to a further level of examination, you know, I think. But to me, I'd be looking at that test initially of, you know, what is their objective or purpose here, and is there some reasonable foundation to that?
Is there an ethical consideration that needs to be made about how little regard we seem to be having for Nana in this situation? Like, almost as if we're assuming she cannot change or would not change. I mean, are we just relegating her to being, you know, the rock and the hard place, but, you know, completely immutable?
Look, I think that's a good point and a really good question, because sometimes we do make those inferences. We make those assumptions, you know, just because Nana's in her 80s, you know, she's going to have an issue with same-sex couples and same-sex marriage, and that may not be the case. So I think, which I sense sort of brings us to perhaps one of the other tests or approaches that we might bring into a dilemma through the ethical process, which is sort of this idea of virtue ethics.
Okay.
Really just thinking from a perspective of both, you know, of the virtues or deeply held values that might be engaged here. So in that case, you know, the virtue of truth and honesty is an important one, and really asking yourself, particularly, you know, given that you are you have control only about your decisions and choices, you know, what is the action or choice here that is most consistent with my deeply held values or highest self? And how do I behave in this context that most appropriately reflects that?
It sounds like that would come down to, for many people, a dichotomy between the, you know, themselves as the individual and the family as a greater grouping, and sort of, you know, looking at the discomfort on both sides.
Of course, of course. And I think, you know, and it also sort of plays into your question again around grandma in terms of, you know, not assuming that grandma isn't capable of sort of, you know, even if it is an unusual or confronting scenario for her, that she isn't incapable of sort of rising above that to be something, you know, something different than we might expect of her or whatever.
I think it's interesting too, if you flip the perspective, flip the viewpoint. I'm hosting Christmas lunch. It's going to be a busy day. I'm already panicking. I've got too many family coming over.
Yep.
Nan's coming. She's a little bit set in her ways. I really do want my cousin to come along with their same-sex partner. Mm. I just don't want it to be more fuss than it already is. You know, I think, you know, Nan needs to know about this, but is Christmas Day the right day to do it? Or am I being really selfish?
Well, I think, you know, again, it relates to that question of the, you know, broader personal versus collective and the community, you know, and the family is the beginning of that sort of community. And I think the perhaps the approach here that might be sort of most relevant is kind of falls within this broader notion of what's called ethics of care.
Okay.
And that's a really interesting perspective in that it's, first of all, it's a much more contemporary perspective. A lot of these other, you know, duty, consequences, you know, virtue, these are kind of ancient sort of philosophical stuff. But ethics of care really, as I understand it, came through in this from the feminist movement and so much more contemporary. And it basically says that relationships matter, you know, unlike the sort of perhaps some of the deontological perspectives that say, no, you know, it doesn't matter who they are, you know, it's just about your duty here. Ethics of care says, no, the relationships and the dimensions and dynamics of relationships matter, and particularly the degree of dependency of the individuals involved. So, you know, I would, you know, now, of course, you know, in a family, it's all about relationships. So to me, to make a decision like this in the absence of a consideration of those dynamics, you know, would be missing something.
Amazing stuff. Simon, thank you so much. This has been very illuminating. And just to make it really clear, I hope that everyone listening can be as out loud and proud as they feel like being. And I hope that, you know, Australia is changing for the better on that one.
Absolutely.
Simon Kennedy Jewell, we'll chat again soon. Thank you very much.
Certainly, no worries.
Look, if you're interested, Ethical is a free ethical helpline from the Ethics Centre. It is open 9 to 5, Monday to Friday. Make a booking to speak with a counsellor online via ethics.org.au. Details will be up on 2SER.com.